This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm your guest host, Terry Wright. And today we're very happy to have back in the studio, George Mall. He is the Department of Marine and Environmental Sciences and the host of an upcoming summer camp. We also have Holly Sweat. She is the camp director of the upcoming Marine and Environmental Science Summer Camp 2012. And this is the coolest camp ever. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Terry.
Hi, Terry. Thank you.
Okay, so tell us about the camp. Who can come and what are we going to learn?
The camp is for students entering grades 6 through 12, and it's a marine and environmental science summer camp. So they're going to be involved in a variety of different activities, oceanography, coastal zone management, environmental science.
Marine biology.
Yep. And it's going to be starting on Monday, July 9th, and running through to Friday, July 13th. And it's held from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. And that's for the day campers. And we also have an overnight option. So they'll be doing all of the day camp activities plus some additional overnight activities and be housed on Florida Tech campus. And that's going to start a day early on July 8th and run through July 14th.
So this is good for Brevard County residents or anybody worldwide for that matter?
Yes, we have a couple of students right now that are interested that are coming from abroad. We have frequently have some out-of-state campers, and we have a lot from the area.
Okay, and what's the age range?
The age range, as long as they're entering grade 6 through 12, any age.
Well, just looking at this brochure, there are just tons and tons of very cool and educational and fun, just jam-packed. They get a boat tour, they get to do seining of the river, and they're also, it's an interdepartmental where they're going to get to interact with other departments.
Right. One thing that I'm very proud of is the fact that we are involving not only Department of Marine and Environmental Systems here on campus, but we're also involving faculty and students from other departments, like biological sciences. And outside the campus community, we're involving a lot of conservation and environmental organizations like the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. We're going to be doing some spoil island surveys with them. We're going to do oyster mat construction with the Brevard Zoo. We'll be doing a planetarium show at the BCC Planetarium and a lot of other small environmental groups in the area.
Okay, so for the people that are doing the day camp portion, transportation is provided once they get here. If you go to different areas, they'll be transported.
Correct. We have all of the camp counselors, our drivers, we'll shuttle them around in shuttles.
And for the kids that are staying overnight, they'll be staying in dorms here on camp?
That is correct. So they'll get the full college experience. They get to stay in our dorms. They get to dine in our dining hall. So all meals and accommodations are provided.
And so one of the big benefits of this is that they actually get a hands-on experience where they get to use laboratory equipment and do all the things scientists do.
Correct,
and
yes.
Take them out on boats and get wet and dirty and have a good time. My grandson did this last year. I got to give a personal plug here for this. He had a wonderful time last summer. And he had a wonderful time, I think, because Holly was the camp director and she had a terrific staff to make it work.
That is very, very cool. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, like summer camp should be fun, but also just so valuable in a chance to learn about the world and science and different careers that might be available to them?
Yes. And I think it's something for every age group within that age range from 6th to 12th grade. The younger kids get a chance to maybe for the first time see what marine and environmental sciences is all about and get enthusiastic about it. And for the older kids, they sometimes use this as a prospective student week so they can come on campus and see if FIT and the Melbourne area is a good fit for them. And we've actually had current students that have gone through the summer camp and have been recruited to the school because of the camp. So I'm very, very proud of that.
Well, that is a star in your cap. Okay, so how many spots are there and how can we sign up?
There's 40 spots. If you go to the website, go to the FIT website and search DMES Summer Camp, you'll find all the information and the required application materials there. You can also call the department at 321-674-8096.
All right, so all the questions that they might have can be answered or be found on the website, which once again is at fit.edu, and go in the search section, DMES Summer Camps, or then call 674-8096, and everything they need to know about this great summer opportunity will be available. All right, well, I want to thank you both so much for coming in, and keep up the good work. With us is a great camp, and we hope that
Thank you, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.